goes wrong. Slipping in a sliding along the waterfall with you. My brown eyed girl.
Remember when we used to sing cha la 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 cha la 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 la.
And we're back to radio.dominican.edu, the Juice Box with Aussie and Kay Sully.
Kay Sully. I just love that song. It always reminds me of the fall and going to fair.
It reminds me of the summer, but
really? Well, no, like Riverton Fair music.
Riverton Fair? Can we like not make this? Okay. Welcome. Today is March 28th, 2012. And I want to apologize for my little frazzledness at the beginning of the show. Is frazzledness a word?
I'm not sure.
I'll make it a word.
Yeah.
It was just a hectic day. Sprinted from my dorm room to the studio. And for those of you who don't know how far that is, it's pretty far to sprint. But I did get my coffee on the way over here. So that went well. Kay Sully.
Yes.
Guess what happened?
What happened today? Was it today?
Well, it was announced today.
All right, what?
Magic Johnson bought the Dodgers. Well, he's part owner, but still. That I know.
You. And for those who don't know Aussie, she's a huge Dodger fan.
I know. I just
this is
lost,
big news for her,
I just
probably.
Lost so many like listeners right now. But yeah, I am probably one of the biggest Dodger fans out there. So Magic Johnson is now part owner of the LA Dodgers. And Frank McCourt is out. And, I mean, my excuse for so long was, oh, the Dodgers are doing so bad this season because we have such bad management. Or our manager sucks and we're depressed and we're going through this terrible divorce. And it was just a mess. So that's why I thought we weren't performing so well. But, I mean, now I can't really use that excuse. So now Giant fans can bash on my excuse now if we lose to them. And we're actually going to be playing them soon. So after the NBA's Legends Investment Group sealed a $2 billion deal to purchase the team, the crowd went wild. I know, I went wild. Magic and McCourt announced the deal late Tuesday night, which should unite LA's most storied sports franchise with its most beloved athlete by the end of April. I mean, I'm just so excited that Magic's gonna be, I mean, it's like two really, because Magic used to play for the LA Lakers. I mean, I'm not a Lakers fan, but still, like, it's huge. I mean, it means a lot for a lot of people. I think you had some news though. I want to finish this before it gets too sporty.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand all of what you're saying, but it sounds very good. It's very exciting. So Aussie, I have a question. We're gonna go really cheesy. Do you like tacos?
Okay, Sully, I'm Hispanic. Of course I like tacos.
Well, how would you feel about having them delivered to you wherever you are on, like, the second?
Seriously?
Yes. There's a new thing that's actually been around since July of this past year, and it's called a taco copter, which it's a delivery service for tacos, but it's not your usual food delivery service. It's actually a helicopter that's not controlled. So
yeah,
it's like
I get it.
Helicopter, and it
like one of those little toys, like the remote control.
Yeah, and it flies in the air, and it will deliver. You order through your smartphone, so your GPS is given, and you can have it delivered to you anywhere.
Okay, Sully, I only have one question to ask you about that. How and when can I get my tacos delivered?
The thing is, though,
when can I start?
It's being stopped by our government.
Are you serious? Actually, no, yeah. That's terrible.
So our government is the one putting it down.
Do they not like tacos?
I know. I would think the president would want tacos delivered to him. But it's
a helicopter.
Yeah, they're saying that there's the telephone wires and the birds. And how would you keep the food warm? So possibly cannot go through. But they're still fighting for it to actually come and work out. And so think of that when you're voting for the next president. Which president will pass this taco copter?
I bet that's what Kay Sully's going to be voting for.
Whichever one approves it.
Kay Sully, this kind of reminds me of your first time having a Jack in the Box tacos. I don't know how many of you guys have actually had Jack in the Box tacos. Probably everyone listening. But Kay Sully's from a little state. No, it's, yeah, state. Massachusetts. And they don't have Jack in the Box tacos. So over spring break, I had her try new foods. One of them being Jack in the Box tacos. Yeah. She was so addicted to Jack in the Box tacos. She probably wouldn't have mind if I had just like injected her with like a syringe of Jack in the Box.
I have to just make up for lost years. But anyways,
okay,
I thought that was very interesting.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Going back to the Dodgers. No, right. I'm totally kidding. But also in the news, Will Ferrell did announce there will be an Anchorman 2. I bet that's gonna raise so much excitement. So many people, only because Anchorman 2 was good, but then again, you always have to think about how sequels never go that great.
The second movie's always never as good as the first.
I know, so let's
even
just,
to like Disney movies.
Yeah, but I think this one shouldn't do too bad. It shouldn't do terribly because it's Anchorman, it's hilarious. And if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend you guys go watch it. Also in the news, according to TMZ, Rob Dyrdek, he's a skater. Do you know him, Kay Sully?
From
Rob Dyrdek's Funhouse or something? Oh, well, I need to get better acquainted with this. But I know him because he is a pro skater. He's been on so many shows. Like, one of his first one was Robin Big, where he had, like, his bodyguard was his best friend. It was adorable. I was in love with that show. And now he has, I think it's Imaginary Factory. I'm sorry. I need to get my thing straight. But Rob Dyrdek, he's a skate mongol, 37 years old, and he walked into an AMPN in Hollywood yesterday and bought $700 worth in Quick Picks. He paid for them in cash, and it was just so he can, he wanted to win the lottery.
Yeah.
So it's $47 million, but I mean...
Did he win?
He didn't win.
Oh,
so,
man.
I mean, people have been questioning whether or not he's going to think about trying it again. But
yeah.
I mean, to drop $700 to win the lottery, I mean, he's,
I wish I could do that.
I think he's doing pretty well. I mean, he's a skateboard mongol who, like, he sells boards, etc., you know, clothes. I know he did have his own clothing line for a while. I mean, he didn't do terribly. I mean, he's not poor. Well, obviously, he has enough money to drop $700. Also in the news, Carson Daly. Have you heard this story, Kay Sully?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Carson Daly does not believe gay people would have been able to restrain the pilot who freaked out on a recent JetBlue flight, suggesting gays are simply not brave enough to handle dangerous situations.
What?
Yeah, it was. Wow. Carson Daly is a radio personality in LA, and he was talking about a flight where most people were on their way to some sort of security conference in Las Vegas, and it was a bunch of dudes and well-trained dudes. Thank God he left continuously. Like, this is his quote. With my luck, it would be like this flight's going to the gay parade in San Francisco. So, I mean, that's all on its own.
Yeah, that's kind of terrible.
I mean, you can't say that on radio, but I guess he got away with it.
Wow. Well, another thing is...
Another thing coming up on the news, KZLE?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had another thing that we recently, Aussie and I joined a yoga class. And so...
I didn't know you're going to bring in a yoga class into this.
Yeah, it was very intense. But there's a new type of yoga. I was wondering if you heard about it, called Broga. And it's for men, because usually, like, in our class, there was only one or two guys. And that's usually typical. It's usually girls that do yoga. But
our instructor is a guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was invented for guys, mm-hmm. but it's just become trendy for girls to do it. And so there's this new type of yoga. It's different style completely. And the room is set up as kind of a man cave, but it's called Broga. And it's offered in my home state, so I thought it was interesting, in Martha's Vineyard and Somerville. So,
okay.
It's going to spread.
First off, if guys aren't doing yoga because they think it's too feminine, how many do you think are actually going to do Broga?
I mean, part of the course, just the sound, I guess, of it. It's supposed to show you how it's a tough thing, too, and that guys can do it, and it's not just... some wimpy girl sport that goes along with who can wear your hair down afterwards. It's not a sport type thing.
Yeah. Okay, then. All right. I'll let you have that one.
Okay.
Hey, Katie.
What?
Hey, Kay Sully. I wouldn't recommend grabbing any magazines soon, or XXX magazine soon, because going through them, you might just spot Octomom posing nude.
I would really,
yeah,
I would definitely not do that after having 8 kids.
Yeah, and she's proud of her new topless photo shoot. Really,
I mean, if you're proud enough of your body, you must have some good self-esteem.
I have this theory that the reason she's not, or that she's doing this, is because she wants to be in the public eye again.
Probably.
Yeah.
She's such an attention person.
Yeah. So this is all her. And I mean, she
kind
admits.
Of unfortunate, okay, for the kids.
But she admits the move was done out of desperation because she's completely strapped for cash. So
you could find other ways.
Yeah. She was quoted, "I'm not ashamed of doing it. I feel as though no woman or man should be ashamed of their body."
It's a good message.
And even though she's close to broke, Octomom says a XXX career is still off the table, despite the fact that she once got $1 million offer to sign a porn contract. So, I mean, she stepped back a little bit. I heard about that movie. She was gonna
Sanity. Was it recently?
No, it was actually a while back when she was still like pretty big. Oh. She still is pretty big, but So, I think that's it, right, for the Daily Squeeze?
Yeah, that's it. It's very interesting news we have.
So, what do we have coming up on today's show, my friend?
Well, today we are having 3 special guests.
No, come in. 2.
2?
2 special guests.
Okay. And so...
All right. So, then we're going to go on a little break and see if our guests are ready.
Oh, if they come, yep.
All right. We'll be right back.
hours, 8 in the morning. I move on like the Greyhound bus. I go town to town and I prey on sluts. I got to go, so scream out your area code. I'm coming all the way live from the 310. I got a whole lot of love, but none like you. You make me wanna stay here in heaven with you. I write your name in the sand, put your hand with mine. Come on, baby, shoot your gun in the sky.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar, and she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
I think she did.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Come on. Bang, bang, baby, hit me one time. 2 days on the road and you're still on my mind. You think that I would learn, I'm young and fine, but I'm broke, so I'm trying to make a hustle out of rhyme. I gotta see the world one girl at a time, but you're hanging on my sleeve like I care that you're crying, and I do. I'm just trying to play it cool. I got a rap to protect down at the high school. Why are you trying to cage me in? And when I leave, we both know you'll be paging him. And when I come back, we gon' do it again. I promise we gon' do it again.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Put some diamonds in my Swayze chain. Babies change, they start showing them fangs. Trying to take a ride on this crazy train. Choo choo, what the hell am I to do? I got a girl in every city from here to Peru. When I left you, I saw my name on your left boob. Now go get that tattooed, I'll be back soon. Don't cry, I'll bless you with a text soon. I gotta go, but I'll be back next June or July. Sparks in the sky, she said, boy, you're crazy. Nah, I'm Swayze.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Do it again.
And she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
Do it again.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love. And I don't know what she was on.
Thank you.
welcome back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Juice Box. Don't forget that you can call in at any time. And the number is 415-254-5011. Again, it's 415-254-5011.
Wait. Kay Sully, you just gave
the wrong number.
You just gave everybody the wrong number.
Sorry. All right.
So if you wrote that number down, please erase it. That's not a number you want to be calling. Instead, it's 415-482-3587. Yeah. So that past
I need
number.
Glasses.
Yeah, just ignore that last number. And it's 415-482-3587. And we want to give a shout out
to Bridgewater State. Everyone's listening. Thank you so much.
And you're listening to the Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu.
Man. All right. And I have one more story, actually, for the Daily Squeeze. Oh, and we're getting a phone call.
Wow. I really hope all right. Then I guess we'll answer it. Whoa. Hi. You're on air.
I'm on air.
Yeah. You're on air right now.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
This is just one of the girls from Bridgewater State University. I want to say thank you for the shout out.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks. Well, that was just a little awkward. Oh. That was our first time using the phone.
First time.
Wait, no, it's not.
That prank calling we got, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bad experience.
From Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne called us.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne called us. Totally forgot about that time. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your story, my friend.
So, the story. So, now everyone says that their parents are the worst people in the world and that they're so tough and it's hard living with them. But this... I don't think anyone's parents can get more tougher than this kid, and I really feel bad and embarrassed for him. So, although he did do something wrong, Jose from Denver stole a $100 bill out of his cousin's wallet, and for his entire spring break, his dad particularly, made him hold a sign saying, "I am a thief, don't give me money, I steal money from family members." He made him stand out on the corner of a street for his entire spring break and then go to school and tell everyone, all the whole school, like in the gym in front of everyone, that he was a thief and he had to report it to a police officer what he did. So if that's not embarrassing, I don't know what is.
Nah, it sounds like something my dad would make me do.
Yeah.
I mean.
Your dad is nice.
All right. So now joining us in the studio, we have the fabulous Jacob and Diallo. Do you guys want to say hello?
Hi. Hey, everyone.
All right. So we asked Jacob and Diallo to come on the show today because they were reading my script early on before the show, and they were laughing at some of the questions I had. So Kay Sully and I were going to spend this whole 20 minutes complaining about how guys make relationships so gosh darn complicated. Do you guys agree?
No, actually.
Yeah, so we figured we would have another side to this.
Yeah.
So we weren't so biased.
Wait, so can you, like, define what complicated is?
Well, guys enjoy to make drama. Guys make drama because they like to keep the girl intrigued. I mean, that's the only explanation I can come up with.
Or to keep them jealous or something,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. I mean, why do you guys have to make things so complicated?
Can you give me an example of how a guy has made something complicated for you?
All right. Yeah. No. Trust me. I've got a lot of complicated situations. You guys don't straight, like, say how you're feeling off the bat. You have to play all these games. I mean, are you laughing at my
misery?
I don't know.
It sounds like you're describing girls right now. So I'm kind of confused.
All right. No. Like... For example, you guys will make me feel like we're just friends, and then, you know, you start pushing things in a romantic way, and they start going, "Oh, just kidding. Remember, we're just friends."
But you lead people on at some point, right?
I mean, I guess I might be guilty of that.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Yeah, exactly. You guys make things so complicated. Just tell us if we have a shot or not. You guys don't have to be so harsh and evil about it or play games.
I feel like guys are really consistent in what they do. Like, if they're going to be a jerk for, like, say a year, they're going to be a jerk for an entire year.
That means I have some
issues. They're going to be, they're going to be really nice, they're going to be nice for a year. Like, girls are the ones who are, like, inconsistent. Like, if you were to graph, like, a girl's behavior and a guy's behavior,
the like, guy throughout a relationship?
Yeah. No, like, just the, like, in general, their daily, like, personality. The guys would be, like, you know, a little squiggled here and there when they get mad or something. Girls would have the huge peaks and hills.
No, that is not true for, well, it might be true for girls, but, I mean, you say guys only have that little squiggly graph thing. Yeah, that's not true. Guys are so moody sometimes. Guys have boy periods. You guys have boy periods.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You guys seriously, PMS. You guys have issues. You guys need to get it together.
I feel like if a guy is mad, he won't be mad for a long time. Like, he'll get over mad. It a few
okay.
minutes later.
Okay,
five
okay.
minutes.
Okay, there's a difference between being mad and just being confusing. And I should have probably defined this better, but making things complicated. You guys don't... Or you address guys, the issue. You guys like
and you don't communicate through the issue.
There we go. Communication.
Well, I communicate. I talk, but when I'm
but
done
then
talking,
you just make straight
I'm
faces, and it's talking. Just like, what are you saying? You just make that face like, I don't know how I feel. How do you feel? I don't know how I feel. That doesn't work. That's complicated.
I mean,
go what?
I don't know. It's just. Like, from what I've seen with girls, you guys are, it varies so much more with you. Like, with the guy, we'll be mad, but then we'll get over it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's complicated. I don't know if you're mad.
No.
But with a girl, you bring it up later when no one's talking about it.
Instead of voicing it right there, hitting it on the head in that moment, you wait till later, let it build up a little bit, and then there's this huge explosion.
Out of nowhere.
And then we're just like... What just happened? Like, I don't know what I did. And then they're like, oh, remember earlier when you poked me in the stomach? Yeah, that hurt. Okay.
I hate being poked in the stomach.
But shouldn't you recognize it if you know the person so well? Shouldn't you know that?
But you know what girls do? I'm sure both of you are guilty of this. Like, if you're talking to a guy and he knows something's wrong, he'll say, what's wrong? And what do you say, Aaron?
Nothing.
Exactly. So you can't blame us for that. It's not our fault.
Because then they get all like, oh, they get so defensive. They get all, oh, what did I do wrong? It's like, you know what you did wrong.
Half just the time, we don't.
Yeah, we
the
really
thing is,
don't
guys
know.
We're pretty oblivious. Like, we don't see, like, if what we're doing has an effect on other people sometimes. So we'll just be being us, and we don't know. And then girls won't say anything. And then if you let it build up, it's just going to get worse.
Well, I just hate it when guys, like, try to play games. I mean, just be blunt about your emotions. Like, please don't, like, beat around the bush. I mean, you guys, like, are so, duh. I don't know what it is.
Girls do the same thing, though.
Well, then I guess we're just messed up people. But all in all, I think guys make a relationship more complicated.
Do you feel, though, if there's nothing that's complicating the relationship that it's too good to be true?
I have one of those.
Yeah, like, where it's just
everything
like
everything was like perfect and there's no arguments and like no disagreements.
And that's ideal,
and was,
right?
But it was but, boring.
Yeah.
It was so, and it was boring to the point where I didn't even want to like do something to make it not boring. Like,
why
make
is
her
that,
jealous
though?
Or something. I don't know.
Why
yeah,
do you think
see,
that is?
See, you
I
just
had no energy.
No, wait, you just admitted it. You said that you would probably make her jealous or something.
That's the thought. I don't say I actually do it.
No, but like, let's say you wanted to make her jealous. See, that's a step of trying to make things complicated. You want to make her jealous so that she would care.
Because I'm bored.
Yeah, like, the relationship's too perfect. It does get
you
boring.
You have to have some like anarchy in it. Like,
yeah,
you know,
some arguments. Because I mean, okay, I think there's like some lame Twitter quote. You know how Twitter people are. They're so emotional all the time. I think there's some lame Twitter quote. I have it like here. It's saying, I want you to fight for me because it shows that you care.
I guarantee you 90% of the people that tweeted that were girls.
Yeah.
So.
You don't think a guy would tweet that?
No.
A guy would definitely. A guy would tweet that.
I would never tweet that.
Personally, we could go around. We could make a survey. I'm pretty
can you
sure.
understand the feelings behind that, though? Do
yeah,
you think you could agree?
It's just, I'm not like a king, and I have all these princesses running after me. Like,
who am I to like ask for a girl to fight for me? Like, it should be an equal amount of
effort. But like every girl does want like that scene where their guy fights off another guy that likes her too.
Every girl wants perfection, but that's not going to happen.
I mean, realistic people.
I don't think that's true either because, I mean, I'll admit it. I've dated a wuss before and it was so annoying.
Did you guys fight?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually the one trying to make things complicated because I wanted to make sure there was something there. Yeah, I was the one to try to make him jealous, try to make him fight for like our relationship, but he was so much of a pushover. He just let me walk all over him and it was so annoying.
There's certain things I think too where a guy can't be more of a wuss than you or more girly than you.
Well, he wasn't girly. He was just a like pushover.
Passive, yeah.
Like, for example, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Or he'll text me, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm just hanging out here with this guy. I was like, oh, he's so funny. He keeps putting his arm around me. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, all right, what's his name? And I'll just be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, then that's cool. And I'll just be like, what are you doing?
No, yeah, he's dumb.
Yeah, and it was an issue because I was so confused. See, you guys make things so complicated. Like, I was confused. I didn't know, like, there was nothing there. No, like, passion.
Well, that's just him.
Yeah. I mean. No, that's why. Some guys are such wusses because they're afraid to, like, say anything to, like, offend you. So, you know, you guys won't break up. I mean, that's what causes breakups, if there's no emotion.
Yeah. But I feel like if you, on the other hand, if you, like, argue too much and, like,
oh, yeah, then like there's definitely a problem.
Then there's definitely a problem. So it's like a balance of like the perfect moments and the stupid days.
Yeah, the stupid arguments.
I mean, there's always going to be the stupid arguments, but then again, you know. So at what state of a relationship do you guys think the honeymoon stage ends and you like both start getting too comfortable? Where's too comfortable for you guys? Like when the girl starts doing what? Like
when she...
I don't really care. Like, there's no boundaries with me. If you're comfortable, I'm comfortable. Whatever. I don't mind.
All right. So there's no boundaries.
How long do you think it takes to get to that comfortable stage, though? Like,
it varies person to person. Like, it depends on chemistry you have with the person you're with.
Okay. Let's say they want to take an open door dump. Would that be too comfortable?
See, for the longest time, I didn't believe girls did that, so that'd be a little weird.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot. Girls don't poop.
They don't.
No, they don't. We're too girly.
No, they
do. No, we
don't. They do.
But yeah, I don't know. That'd be a little weird for me just listening to that.
Yeah. So there is like a draw, Diallo. When do you think the line is drawn, like of getting too comfortable?
I think just like bathroom, like potty stuff. Anything.
What about like when they're on their time of the month? Are they allowed to tell you they're on their time of the month?
I'd rather you tell me than just surprise me.
I'd actually rather not know because I don't want them using it like as a weapon or like as an excuse.
No, but
to like
that's,
attack
that's
me.
All we have.
Yeah,
that's
we have
that
to
and we're
that
pregnant.
Excuse.
We have to use that.
But I don't know. I'd rather not know and like
find out.
Not even find out. Like I've been.
Or
I don't
just
know.
Let it go by.
I've talked to girls who have never told me and I didn't really notice. So it's better that way. Whereas if they tell me, then I'm like, oh, she's being a girl. Stereotypical PMS symptoms. Like, I don't know. I feel like it makes the whole thing worse.
All right. So if you guys are planning on dating Diallo, please don't tell him about your toiletries and your womanness. He doesn't like to hear about it.
The requirements to date
So
Diallo.
Let's hear about the honeymoon stage. That's when you guys are all in love still. You guys can't get enough of each other. Like, I mean, there's always when that time ends where you guys are just so, oh, my God, get the hell away from me. I hate you so much. I just can't see your face anymore. No, you guys have never gotten to that point. Is that just me?
Wait, I mean, after the honeymoon?
Yeah, that's after the honeymoon stage.
That's a little rough. How do you go from a
one day waking up, oh, yeah. You're so ugly. What am I doing?
I've definitely been in that position, though, where I just, like, kind of woke up one day and just went, why are you still talking to me?
That's, I'm like, so almost done. Where you like someone just for the chase and just the challenge to get them to like you back. And then once they like you back, you're like, I don't really like you anymore.
Maybe Aussie just has some psychological problems.
Yeah, I think she does.
Wow.
You guys have never done that either, though? Where you just like do it just for the chase?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone does that.
And then what do you do? Do you just dump her once you get her?
No, you just don't.
You slow down.
You just slowly
It'll just
stop.
Slowly go away.
See, look, here they are again trying to be complicated. I'm telling you.
Although I have to admit, like, I've done that.
All right. I guess I'm just alone on this boat. All right, guys. So I want to thank you guys for coming in. Thank you so much. Unless you guys wanted to,
you can stay and comment.
If you guys want to stay and comment, we're gonna do our True American segment after the song break. I mean, it's definitely up to you guys.
We'll take it on a wait and see basis.
All right. I mean, I'm just letting you know it's gonna be pretty good.
All right.
Here's some Jack Johnson.
Trouble travels fast when you're specially designed for crash testing or wearing wool sunglasses in the afternoon. Come on and tell us what you're trying to prove. Cause it's a battle when you dabble in war. You store it up, unleash it, then you piece it together. Weather the storm drain running rampant, you stamp it and send it to somebody who's pretending to care. Just cash in your blanks for little toy tanks. Learn how to use them, then abuse them, and choose them over conversations. Relationships are overrated. I hated everyone, said the sun. And so I will cook all your books. You're too good looking and mistook, and you could watch it instead from the comfort of your burning beds. Or you could sleep through the static. But who needs sleep when we've got love? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? Who needs please when we've got guns? Who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone, we went beyond where we should have gone. Stuck between channels, my thoughts all quit. I thought about them too much, allowed them to touch. The feelings of rain down on the plains, all dried and cracked, waiting for things that never came. Shocking, awful thing to make somebody think that they have to choose. Pushing for peace, supporting the troops. And either you're weak or you use brute force feed. The truth is we say not as we do. We say anytime, anywhere, just show your teeth and strike the fear of God. Wears camouflage, cries at night and drives a Dodge. Pick up the beat and stop hogging the feast. That's no way to treat an enemy. Well, mighty, mighty appetite, we just eat them up and keep on driving. Freedom can be freezing, take a picture from the pretty side. Mind your manners, wave your banners, what a wonderful world that this angle can see. But who needs to see what we've done? Who needs please when we've got guns? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? Who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone, beyond where we should have gone, we went beyond where we should have gone, beyond where we should have gone.
Listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Juice Box with Aussie and Kay Sully. Hey, Kay Sully, do you hear that?
Oh, that means it's time for True American.
I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, and I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now?
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
Innocent? Completely innocent and falsely accused in every aspect?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell!
So, this week's True American, Kay Sully, it's... We have some real gems in this country.
Yeah, some really true good people, American, if you can call them that.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about this one. So a 76-year-old man, Texas man, was charged with murder for shooting his wife and two dogs after one of the animals pooped in their house.
Yeah, so this happened in Dallas, Texas, actually. And so he's a 49-year-old couple, And I guess
he's 76. She was 49.
Oh, so that's a big age gap to begin with. Well, but what happened is supposedly the two dogs were barking. He lost his temper and he shot the dogs and then shot his wife for complaining and yelling about shouting about how he just killed her dogs. And so,
I mean, what kind of world do we live in where
how does that happen?
I understand, like, they're saying that it was his pet peeve. I mean, that's just something that, according to his quote, sometimes it's just little trivial things that sets people off. I mean, my little thing would probably be people like sniffing in with a clogged up nose. I mean, that's probably the most disgusting thing in the world to me. Yeah. When people breathe in with their nose so stuffy. But I mean, and this guy's, I guess, the dog pooping in the house like really like pisses him off. But I mean, to some extent, you have to know not to kill people over it.
Yeah, you have to be able to take that frustration and tolerate it. But
I mean,
everyone has their pet peeves. I think
if I had like some type of shotgun or some type sort of weapon, I would probably go crazy.
You need to
come
up with ways of just dealing with that. But I mean, imagine this is really, I mean, sad way to go. But imagine just if talking in heaven and like, hey, how did you make it up here? It's really bad. Sorry.
So
it's sad. It's sad people come to this. I know there's Obama has all these gun rules that he's planning on putting forth. Maybe this will help prevent that like this.
People will be people. I mean, it's America. People are going to do what they want to do. Well, he's obviously not getting away with it.
Yeah, and but they've actually ruled out mental illness. So he's perfectly, I mean, not perfect, but
so
he's
just
a normal
person. I guess the moral of the story is be careful with who you marry, because there are some people that just.
And also practice tolerance. I think that
is that's a little moral of the story.
The moral of our radio show this week is tolerance.
So you're saying we're going to have to tolerate complicated guys and octomom posing nude and
just
everything
else
we talked about. So we have to deal with that.
Just deal with it.
Okay, then. So up next, we have Loose Lips. We're going to end the show a little bit early. Well, actually, I think I want to play some lovely music for y'all. I'm trying to be Kay Sully here, all country like.
What song do you have? What one are you thinking of?
I don't know. I should probably have some people to, you know, request some stuff.
Yeah, next show, our upcoming shows, definitely if you want a song to for us to play, just call in and we will be happy to play
it for
you.
Right, and where are you going?
America.
Why do you want to go there?
I know it's had a bad press recently, but it's the place that's taken my fancy.
Will you be gone for long?
Forever.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crookedy. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want, cause look. I can keep rhythm with no metronome, no metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone.
look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no assistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atoms of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.